Welcome to Hypothetically Speaking, the show where we discuss would you rather questions. We talk through hypothetical scenarios and we analyze them in extreme detail. With me today is Bennett Deedy, per usual, but he is late to the show. So let's introduce the guest, Patrick Aloisio. Pat, how are we doing?
Hello, hello.
Hello, Pat. It's good to have you back.
What's up, guys?
Bennett, we were saying that you are, in fact, the co-conspirator here, but you weren't. You were a little late, so we introduced Pat first.
What's up, Pat?
What up?
What's going on?
All right, people. We have a good question for today. Are you both ready?
Fire away.
We're ready.
Okay. Would you rather have the old man from the Six Flags commercial, the one that dances around to the song that goes dan it net 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 that
how does it go?
It goes dan it net 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 that one. So he's constantly dancing around and you can hear the music to that as well. Volume level is not loud. It's not going to burst your eardrums. It's just an average sound level. It's basically the level at which I just did it. And you can hear it. And you see him, right, dancing around, either peripherally or in front of you. But no one else can see him or hear the music. So this is just basically going on as a figment of your imagination, but you do see him in real life. Or you must go everywhere on a tricycle. Now picture like a big wheel trike, like when you were a kid, the big plastic ones with the big wheel, big plastic wheel in front. It's an indestructible like big wheel tricycle, but you have to take it everywhere you would typically walk. So any situation you're walking, basically you have to take this big wheel there, and if you can't take it, then you can't go that place. Does that make sense? Are we clear on everything?
Yes.
Okay. The only other thing I would say is that in this situation, you know, if you're going to the couch, for example, you big wheel over to the couch, get off the big wheel, sit on the couch. And then if you're going to the kitchen to get a snack, you big wheel over there, etc. And for me, I can, you know, go to sleep. I don't hear the music constantly playing, but the old man is still doing like a little subtle dance over in the corner.
So to kick it off then, you're Six Flags old man.
I am Six Flags old man, yeah, as I've
Patrick.
Been.
Patrick?
Listen, other than when I said I could beat Floyd Mayweather, this is the biggest landslide of an argument in the podcast history.
That is such a dramatic over-exaggeration.
And I know
it's actually an understatement.
Yeah, I know I'm jumping the gun a little bit because the listeners don't know yet, but to be straightforward, Casey, for some insane, idiotic reason, is picking to have this haunted Six Flags man dancing and playing music all around him nonstop. And me and Bennett just get to work on our quads all day, just riding tricycles all over the place.
Now, keep in mind, this is an indestructible tricycle built for someone our size, Pat. A grown man.
Yes.
And Casey has a pedophile freak dancing around him constantly with one of the worst songs ever created, endlessly playing in his head. Is that right?
And it has no variation to it. It's pretty much the exact same thing over and over. There's no like choruses or verses to that song.
Now I'm gonna start things off here by saying quite a few of these scenarios have inarguably, we've talked about how they will lead to a near immediate check-in to an insane asylum. And most of them yeah. absolutely would. This leads the fucking charge.
No.
Absolutely.
To take it a step further, the only way you wouldn't be checked into an insane asylum is if you just decide to commit suicide as fast as possible.
Let me just finish this argument case in point right now. I want you to tell me when you are ready. Tell me when to stop, because the only thing you can think about is sprinting up the nearest stairway to the roof and fucking nose diving off of it. Are you ready?
It's like Bird Box.
Tell me when you want me to stop.
I choose to hear that song indefinitely.
Dude, you couldn't even have a phone call like this because you'd just be hearing that in your ear, and the whole time you'd just be like, what?
Do you realize how fast you would be institutionalized, Casey? That is one of the worst sounds I've ever heard. Not to mention, this guy's dance moves. He looks like he's moving around like the girl from The Ring, but he's a weird old guy.
Okay, I would much rather him than the girl from The Ring, and that's not even close. And Pat, just to clarify this, I absolutely, without question, can hear everybody talking to me. The fact that I have to listen to this all day, every day, nonstop, is bad enough. I can hear everything going on around me. This isn't, like, blocking me. Just like the man isn't going to dance right in front of my eyeballs. Like, I can see everything, too. I just see him in the corner, and I can see him all the time. But I can also see everything. There's no obstruction of my hearing.
You don't see him in the corner. You see him all of the time, entirely.
I know. He's dancing and moving with me, and I always see him either, again, from the peripheral, he's standing behind the person I'm talking to or whatever, you know, dancing behind them, whatever he's doing.
He's following you around everywhere you go.
I'm just saying there's no –
depending on which way you move, he could absolutely obstruct your line of sight. He could – there is a possibility for him to obstruct your view.
That's not part of it. That is not part of it.
To me, it's an irrelevant part of it, but it's a possibility.
So let's move past it because it's not relevant, and it's not possible.
It doesn't matter. He's there all the time, and that's it. That's bad enough. This song is absolutely interfering with your ability to do anything that requires you hearing. So, like, you're talking about us having to take this big wheel from room to room, whatever it might be. Sure, that's going to be a pain in the ass when we're in our own home or apartment. If you throw on the TV or, like Pat said, had a call – or have anything
it's
to do
distracting
ever, this song does not stop, it does not lower, it's just constant.
I understand. I will always hear the song. There's no argument on that front.
But it's not a faint sound.
I'm not saying it's faint, it's
a distraction, and it will drive you insane.
It will
within
drive
the
me
first
insane
month.
Yes, it will drive me insane, but it's not a distraction because of the volume level. Unless somebody literally whispers from across the room that you might be able to hear. Yeah, maybe I don't hear that. But anything normal I can hear, I can just also hear that fucking song playing. And to that point, I'm not that bothered by that song. I actually don't mind the song. Yes, it will drive me insane after a week.
No. That's garbage.
I enjoy that.
Casey,
I think it's a good song.
Casey,
I don't even care. Sorry about it.
No.
I don't even care if you, like, I'll agree if you want to say you enjoy the song now, but fucking 16 hours.
It will drive me insane after a week. You're right. Listen, we haven't even gotten into your side of it.
We don't have to, dude. You could have taken
no side to get
there. There are sides. Listen to me. We're talking about everywhere you walk. I don't think you guys are factoring in a couple things here. One, you can never go on a hike again. So if that's something you enjoyed before, this isn't like an off-road.
You started at the top.
What?
You could if you started at the top of the hill.
If it's a hill, sure. But if it's a mountain, you're not getting anywhere.
I'm saying if you like took a ski lift to the top of the mountain and then rode it back.
If you took a ski lift up, you'd have to ride your big wheel tricycle to the ski lift, then carry it and dangle it off the side of the ski lift while it takes you to the top, and then take it down, which again isn't going to happen. So no, you're not hiking anywhere. And secondly,
hold on a second. If we can walk up a flight of stairs.
No, you can't. That's the thing. You can't walk up a flight of stairs.
What are you talking about?
You have to go upstairs to get into my apartment. No, you have to get a new apartment. That's
right. So let's last minute talk about how we have to drastically change our lifestyle in an impossible way.
No, that's not impossible. You know how many handicapped people don't have stairs?
We could use elevators then?
Of course. That's the only way you're getting up anything.
Okay.
You can't walk anywhere. Did you not factor this in to begin with? I understand the level of insanity I'm going through, but you can't take stairs.
If you're saying, though, we could stand up and sit on a couch, I assumed for the short duration of time you're going upstairs that you could
walk. Listen, what you said is we have to take this in any walking distance and that we otherwise have to carry it around with us. So
now,
to me,
I never said that, carry it around. I said,
yes,
when
you did.
I didn't.
When we clarified before the call that you have to take it with you if you aren't walking around. Like,
no, to your destination. Walking up a set of stairs is still walking. So you're going either in an elevator or that's it, because you're only riding this tricycle around. And now a lot of places are handicap accessible, so that's not going to be like the biggest burden ever, but it is still a factor.
Casey.
What?
Tell me one benefit of your situation.
Yeah, none of this matters. Because
it matters.
Have
you ever seen A Beautiful Mind?
Yes.
Okay. He could see, like, imaginary people around him all the time that were constantly talking to him. Now, yes, he was institutionalized at some point.
Stop.
Yeah.
I will not stand for you comparing yourself to Russell Crowe playing a genius in a goddamn movie.
No, the genius aspect has nothing to do
with
it. Stop. The genius aspect has... It's very relevant.
You see, like, people from his life time to time. You have a song playing non-stop and an old man following you, and you're not a fucking genius
either.
I'm
not comparing the genius. I'm saying he lived after being institutionalized and going crazy, and no, he didn't. It wasn't like from time to time. Ed Harris, his figment of his imagination, was basically around him all the time by the end of it.
You're not understanding.
Yeah, dude.
There's no comparison to be drawn between a Beautiful Mind, the movie, and your new life. There is comparison.
I'm drawing one. You're not listening to it.
No,
I'm
not accepting it. It's nonsense.
It doesn't matter what you don't
accept.
It's a
fictitious movie.
It's not fictitious, dude. That's a true story.
It is a true story, which he definitely didn't
know. It's an hour and a half story. It's not a real occurrence of how someone's life goes when they have a horrible song and an old man following them in their mind for the rest of their life. All right? It's irrelevant.
That in that movie, you're also leaving out the fact he, like, his life was totally broken up, where he had to get a divorce and he's just a terrible father, and he had to go to the mental institution, like you said, and be on all these medicines.
So
where is the benefit in this?
I'd love to talk about a real movie or story about someone that has any situation as horrible as yours for the duration of their life. Not one of the best movies ever made. That's like, I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
How good the movie is has no bearing on him as, like, being able to cope with seeing people. Yes, I have the added element of the song being played. But, Pat, to your point, in the movie, he only, like, got a divorce and all of that stuff because he was just not that good of a guy to begin with in the first place. He was a dick and an asshole to everybody. That isn't an added factor of me. I'm still me, but I just see this fucking old man dancing around like a maniac. And let's be clear, the fact that he's dancing rather than just, like, standing or walking doesn't matter to me at all. The only factor that matters to me here is the song playing and that there's an old man that I can see that no one else can. Which, by the way, if at some point that I could cope with it or get used to it or whatever, somehow after being institutionalized, I just have a normal life because no one else can see or hear this person.
Does that mean you have a normal life? You're in a hospital.
Being institutionalized, if I could get used to that.
Let me explain something. There is no after being institutionalized for you.
Of course.
There is no post being institutionalized.
There's no rehabilitation.
There is no coming back from this, Casey.
It just keeps getting worse.
What are they going to do? Like, they can't fix anything. This song is forever.
Listen, people have a ringing sound in their head all day long, every day, 24/7. Like, that's a thing that exists, and people deal with that. So this is just a bunch of different rings in a certain rhythm that is a good song for the first 3 days that you listen to it.
I wouldn't argue that people have a ringing song in their head for periods of their life 24/7. I'm sure that is absolutely a thing, but I'm sure it's not as nearly as constant as what you're dealing with, and I'm sure there are medical ways to address that. There aren't for you.
Casey.
And you're 25 years old.
Yeah, I actually have proof that you're a contradicting asshole right now.
I know because, what you're going to say. I know
what you're going
to say. Yeah. Go ahead, listeners. Listen to the last podcast with the Ronda Rousey versus Pinch, because Casey clearly said that if I wanted to go to a hospital to get help for my – keep in mind, every five-minute Pinch, as opposed to nonstop music playing and seeing a crazy old man dancing, that there's nothing they could do for me. So I highly doubt there's anything they could do for you.
I understand, but mine is more about coping with it, right? I'm not being
physically touched.
Of course
so,
it is.
No, Casey, the
only difference is I'm not being touched. I just have to deal with the sound, so I got to tune that out somehow. I have to get mentally tough enough to tune it out.
I would way rather take the Pinch every 5 minutes and deal with being having some physicality involved in the situation than this fucking song playing in your head forever. What would happen, Casey, is there would be an episode one day where you're in the middle of the street with a baseball bat swinging at absolutely nothing because you're trying to attack this old man and get the song out of your head, but no one's there. So again, hospital, cage, end of story, no recovery, it's over. What am I doing? I'm flying past you on a goddamn adult-sized tricycle that's indestructible going downhill at 40 miles an hour.
That Listen to me.
Pretty damn good to me.
No, no. It doesn't go 40 miles. Listen,
it does downhill with my weight and that momentum, 40.
Listen, it's
that's a lot of weight.
Indestructible, but you're not. So if you crash that thing going at 40 miles an hour, that's going to be like getting in a motorcycle wreck, except you're not wearing a helmet.
I'm not wearing a helmet.
I mean, if you're telling me that you're going to take a tricycle around wearing a helmet, then – and not to mention the
if I decide one day that I'm going downhill racing in a tricycle, then yeah, maybe I'll wear a helmet that day. The point is, I'm not averaging 40. I'm not moving 40 on average.
Dude,
I have the option.
It doesn't matter. What are you going to go on a date with a fucking girl walking next to you and you in a goddamn tricycle?
That actually sounds like something you would do.
That's a good talking point.
It's a great talking point.
It is not a great talking point. What are you talking about?
It's hilarious.
Question, is it a better talking point than, hey, I see this imaginary old man dancing all the time?
No, I can't talk about that. I just have a bunch of facial tics in my
right.
entire
good luck,
personality.
Good luck not talking about that and dealing with it in a way that would make everyone want absolutely nothing to do with you.
Nobody wants anything to do with you. You're on a tricycle.
No, I'm
you
not.
You can't
dude.
Go upstairs.
Sorry, Pat. Go ahead.
I was going to say the girl's going to suggest that you have a fun date at Six Flags and then you have a mental breakdown and stab her out of going crazy.
Yeah, no. Listen,
shit would happen, Casey. Let me tell you that right now.
And you still have never given a benefit of your choice. Like, we actually have benefits within ours.
You have no, that is bullshit. That is trash, Pat. You have no benefits. You're just talking about how bad my side is. Your side, you can't go to the beach. So nix that. You're never going to the beach again. Because
what are you talking about? I'm not going to the beach.
This is why, Bennett, because you can't walk across the sand. What are you going to do? Ride your tricycle across it? It's just going to dig into the sand deeper, and now you're stuck in the sand in your tricycle.
Are you? That is such nonsense, dude.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to the beach whenever I want.
Okay, describe how.
Well, first of all, I'm going to get there. So now I'm at the beach already. I just drove there.
You drove to the parking lot of the beach. Now what? Now you get out of your car, sit immediately in your big wheel. Now what?
We have good friends who lay down some plywood so we could ride it right up.
This is such an easy place.
Why not?
Help you. Other
people, other people can't help us, but you can go to a hospital and receive treatment for your mental illness.
Oh, so true.
Are you telling me that's a benefit? Are you saying
no, I'm saying it's a necessity to your situation, as is me needing to get to the beach. I don't even need the plywood. I will, like, Dude, I have an indestructible.
What are you talking about? Me being institutionalized is not the is not a hospital helping me with my condition. It's me being so insane that I have to go and live in a goddamn loony bin. This is this is not like I get to go to the beach and have a good time. So I'm
that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying other people helping you. I have a problem. As do you. Your problem is way worse, and it's made you infinitely worse. I'm just having a tough time riding my bike at the beach,
dude. You're not going to the beach.
Yes, I
can't
am.
Read.
Yes, I am. Dude, I will.
Dude, tell me how you're going to the
Casey,
beach.
Casey, I will
me.
Get a kid's tricycle. I will get a kid's tricycle across the sand.
No,
let alone
you
one
won't.
That is built
now,
by
you
the size.
You are.
Pat, do not let up here. Yes, I absolutely.
I'm not letting up, but just like physics, you can't ride a bike through. You can't ride a bike like that through sand.
How
but
far,
even,
guys?
It's a little plastic tricycle.
How?
But
how?
Far no, I'm a Casey. I'm agreeing with you.
I know you are. Bennett's out of his mind.
The fact that you think I can move zero. Listen to me right now. Anything that has wheels that is built my size. I'm getting across sand.
No, you're not.
Jeez,
it's a big wheel
yes,
bicycle.
I am.
It's not going through.
Dude, let me explain. Sand. Let me just end this conversation right now. I am going to gain so much momentum going onto the sand that even if I hit the sand and face dive 5 feet, I'm now laying on the fucking beach. All right? This is my point when it comes to this idiotic argument about not getting on the beach. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
So your plan is to get enough momentum that the moment you hit sand, you crash 5 feet away from the tricycle, nowhere near the water, where all your friends are, and you're laying face down eating sand.
I have
That's
good
your
enough.
Idea of
I
going
have
to the beach?
Good enough. First of all, this would be the funniest thing to watch ever.
It would be
and
hilarious, and then 3 minutes
that,
later, I'd get bored of you and walk over to the water. And
let
you
me
would lay
listen.
There
this whole this
time out, time out.
Thing is as irrelevant as the old man being in your view. If I want to go to the beach, I'm going to the beach.
You're
going to
lay
think
in the
that
parking
I can't
lot.
Ride my bike on sand.
Pat,
like this
is
isn't an impossibility.
Pat, you don't even have your own teammate agreeing with you. He is confirming you are not getting through the sand on that goddamn
video. That doesn't matter.
Like, of course it matters. You argued it for 4 minutes.
With plastic tires, there's no tread. So
Zero.
It just like it
Zero.
Rolls against the sand and it'll just keep rolling. So like not you don't move.
Listen, it's not that cut and dry. Like there are ways to move that bike on your weight. Two is going to matter in terms of you moving forward.
I cannot wait to get one of these tricycles and film you doing this. Like in real life, this is going to happen and we're going to post it on the Instagram channel and you're going to sit there all day until you can get to the water.
And I'm going to follow you around for a fucking week with this song constantly playing and see how you're doing.
That is, I'm not arguing it. You're arguing it. Pat and I are clearly telling you it isn't going to happen.
I don't care. This is an irrelevant part of the argument, and we will do that at some point.
Yeah, of course
this
we will.
Sure. Go. Well, yes, we will.
All right, this is kind of off
to
topic.
To say that I can't go to the beach is ridiculous.
I'm just listing it
Not
as
Not to mention,
factor.
there are other pathways, whether it's a boardwalk or whatever. That's my go-to beach now. Whatever.
Bennett's going to flank the beach.
What do you mean there are other pathways? Like a boardwalk goes from where the concrete is in the parking lot to like a 13-foot high-rise overlooking the water.
No,
it doesn't
false.
Go... It doesn't
False.
Go on a bridge there, and into the sand.
Some of them do go to the high rise.
So
Others
you're
going
to move to that place.
First of all, I don't even care about the beach.
Okay, wait. How about the fact that you can't use airports anymore? You can't bring a tricycle through the airport. So Nick's flying now.
What
so,
are you talking about?
What are you talking about? You can't drive
oh, wait a
tricycle.
I can't go to the airport anymore?
Pat,
what the
Pat,
fuck
can you
are
go to
you
the airport?
Talking
Pat,
about?
Can you go to the airport?
I mean, technically, you could put the tricycle through the metal detector.
What
the scanner.
That? Why can't I get on a plane?
It's not that you can't get on a plane. It's that you can't ride a big wheel tricycle through the airport.
First of all.
So you're no
what
longer
you're
using planes.
That is a ridiculous thing to think about. But there is. Yes, Casey, listen to me. If I have some fucking condition where I can't get off of my tricycle, that is like a disability, then they're going to scan. No, I know that, but you're saying that I can't get off the tricycle. So they scan it for, it's like someone in a wheelchair. Like, you scan it for whatever you need to, same as they're going to do with my tricycle, and that's that. I'm getting on the plane.
No, that's not how
okay.
this works.
All right, I didn't realize you ran TSA, dipshit. No.
Dude.
I'm just picturing Bennett at the first moment he crosses off of the concrete parking lot into the sand, and he's just sitting there endlessly pedaling his way through the ground.
And then I'm army crawling to the water.
You can't do that. Not allowed.
I don't even give a shit about the beach or the plane. Yours is so fucking bad. Nothing else really matters. Because you're either going insane.
You can enjoy nothing for the rest of your life, dude.
I'm Russell Crowe.
You're not.
I'm Lance Armstrong.
No, you're not.
He's Dupree from You, Me, and Dupree.
You're Lance Armstrong in the sense that one day you may lose a testicle due to cancer and in no other way.
Ooh, that's fucked up. Don't be hating on Lance like that, all right?
That's not hatred. That's hate on you because you'll never be anything like Lance Armstrong.
Listen, dude. You're not Russell Crowe, my friend, all right?
I'm Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind where I'm seeing people.
I honestly think I would pick every other scenario on both sides in the podcast history before I would pick the thing that you just picked.
You've so overestimated my side that, like,
this is one of the worst things that could possibly happen to a human being.
Oh my.
I bet you that 100% of listeners, which is like 5 or so, would side with me and Bennett.
I for some reason I think that's true, and I still don't care. Like, I still think my side is better. I don't want to.
It's not. It isn't. It isn't.
It isn't, only because I don't want to go to the beach anyway. So that would be.
Neither do I. Fine for
you
me.
Do. You
and
do.
I'm still
you argued it
you
for
wrong.
10 minutes.
I'm arguing the insanity of what you're saying. I don't care to go to the beach. I still have the option. And I'm getting on a plane as well. I don't know where in the world you came up with that.
They're both gone.
Foolish,
you're not riding a tricycle.
Foolish argument. You fool. All
right. Listen, we talked this one to death. There's nothing else to say here.
Maybe I'll visit you in the hospital.
Maybe. All right.
Listen, I can deal with 10 seconds of that song.
I love it.
Before I think of like horrible, horrible thoughts.
All right, both of you, we got to pass this one off to the listeners. Listeners, would you rather have the old man from the Six Flags commercial and the Six Flags song playing infinitely over and over while you're waking and the guy's dancing around and you can only see him? Or would you rather... It sounded way worse when I explained it like that for some reason. But
yeah.
Or would you rather have to ride a big wheel tricycle? It's plastic all over the place, everywhere. You know, you can't go. You can't use stairs. Can't get on planes. Can't go to the beach. Lance Armstrong, we still love you. No hatred there. That was completely on Bennett. Just saying.
Can I dope? Can I dope?
What does that mean,
Pat?
Like the PEDs.
He doesn't know what that is either.
No.
Doping
yeah,
is
I know,
allowed.
I know what
for
you're
the
saying.
Tricycle.
You're doping performance.
Doping is allowed. Yep.
Of course it's allowed, but okay. That doesn't. What does that matter?
It helps.
That's fair. All right. Well, all right, listeners, let us know what you think. Send us an email, speakhypothetically@yahoo.com or speakhypothetically on Instagram, whichever one. Let us know what you're thinking.
I didn't know we had an email.
You're kidding about the email, right?
No, we have an email.
Yahoo?
Oh, shit.
Yahoo?
Why would you pick Yahoo?
Are you already crazy, dude? Yahoo? Are you
I love
fucking
Yahoo.
Kidding?
Right.
Yahoo?
We're going.
Dude, I thought
I'm
they went
leaving.
Out of business like
I'm
30 years ago.
I am ending this podcast.
Oh, my God,
I'll talk
dude.
To you both next
Yo, I'm calling a doctor.
Yo,
bro.
What's
I'm
our calling. Telegram number?
It's All right, goodbye.